A deep dive into farm income forecast factors. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today. A net farm income forecast reflecting an over 4% year-over-year decrease per USDA this month. What's behind the forecast, though? Chief Economist Seth Meyer recently conducted a more detailed look at the AgriPulse Ag Outlook Forum in Kansas City. Crop producers are expected to receive 10% less income for their commodities in 2024.
Part of the reason that we're seeing softening commodity prices is because we have seen some improvement in some of the commodities in terms of global carryout, a period of a little bit greater global carryout outside of China.
There's also increasing downward pressure on some commodities already experiencing low prices. The U.S. corn crop, as an example, is set to be the nation's second biggest on record this year.
What are we going to do with that crop? Well, we got to have a combination of a robust livestock market domestically, got to send some to the ethanol plant, and we'd like to be able to export it.
For the livestock and poultry sectors, net farm income is forecast to increase over 7% from 2023. And that's fueled by rising prices for eggs, cattle, milk, and broilers. Meyer says that supply constraints are preventing even larger growth in income at a time when livestock commodity prices are strong.
Very strong cattle prices. But we're in a contraction phase of the cattle market.
Another challenge for Idaho ranchers. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.